We've moved now to sketch plats. We're on item 14, PR 2021-5630, sketch plat PS 2021-74 for NV5 Engineering at Dennis Chavez between 98th Street and 118th Street. And if you're here representing this this sketch plat, please speak up.
I'm here. My name is Rick Beltramo. I'm Director of Land Development for NV5, and we have submitted this sketch plat on behalf of the owner. Their intent is to develop a single-family detached subdivision of lots that consist of 45 and 50 foot in width, typically, and 105 foot in depth, typically. Some lots may vary. The layout is very conceptual, and if you look at the street widths, et cetera, it's not per current standards, but we will update it to meet current standards. The proposed access point would be what we're calling Street A, with a single access with a median. There is also a connection to the adjacent property, Track 3B1 to the west, which is an apartment complex, which I believe has an easement across this site for emergency access. We're proposing three stub streets that, and two of those stub streets would serve as locations where pedestrians can connect to 98th Street and Street A. I provided a vicinity map that is an aerial of the site, and most of the infrastructure is in for 98th Street and Street A. A good portion of the infrastructure is in for Dennis Chavez Road. There may be additional infrastructure required. All the water and sanitary sewer and storm drain, I believe, is in to support this development. I think a question as far as offsite would be Dennis Chavez Road. That's pretty much the sketch plat submittal we're proposing.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go to DRB members for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Hi, Rick. There's a development agreement in place that covers this parcel. It covers all the city parcels that are part of the Ceja Vista development. That was approved in October of 2016. It's valid for 7 years, so it's still in effect. That is our basically commitment for service. There was a serviceability letter basically explaining what was required to be constructed with the various developments in order for us to commit to service. Some of that, like you said, is in. At this point, we have a couple ways to go. Sometimes we're requesting a availability statement be needed for projects. In this case, there's already a serviceability letter which covers that and is already a development agreement. So we don't need that in this case, but we do need is sufficient detail on utility plans to show what's out there, how that compares with what was required back in 2016, and what is being proposed with this current subdivision. Particular concern, there's areas to be served to the south and potentially further east, and we want to make sure that provisions are in place as needed on this site so that those sites do not become landlocked as this one gets developed. So again, that's going to be handled on a utility plan that's submitted with either your planning action or site plan, whatever you're going with. That sounds like planning action. And we will be looking at that, and that would be handled through a city work order. So we typically have an infrastructure list that outlines all the stuff. We need to see a utility plan that has all those lines shown so we can generate our items on the infrastructure list, as well as making sure that the offsite adjacent parcels are to be served when they come into development. I think that's it. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections to the proposal.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. The COG map shows a proposed multi-purpose trail, but it does appear that one's been constructed there and it's outside of the property line. So I just want to confirm that. And then also, is this confirmed if this is going to be a single family development?
Yes, it is single family. Those are single family detached units, yes.
Okay, and the trail is complete?
I believe it is. The trail is complete, yes.
This trail central with Percival. That's all I have. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology needs to approve the grading and drainage plan prior to approval of preliminary plat. The infrastructure list will be needed for preliminary plat, and a recorded SIA is required prior to final plat.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, Jingla from Barger with Transportation. Please file traffic impact study scoping form with the next submittal to determine if a study is needed. This would determine any required off-site improvements. Also meet with the DOT for a determination of required roadway infrastructure along the frontage of the site on Dennis Chavez. Provide roadway cross sections for all internal roadways that meet DPM requirements according to minimum required right-of-way width, roadway width, sidewalk width, and landscape buffer. The current right-of-way widths shown on the sketch plat do not meet minimum width requirements. Minimum sidewalk width required now per the DPM is 5 feet for local streets. The maximum length for a hammerhead is 150 feet, and a sidewalk is required along the frontage of the site on 98th and Ceja Vista. Provide cross sections for these roads. Established sidewalk and sidewalk buffer is based on the roadway classification according to DPM requirements. Verify that existing right-of-way is sufficient for this infrastructure. Close off any driveways that will not be utilized as part of this development and replace with curb and sidewalk. And if proposing just the second access to be through the apartment complex in lieu of 98th Street, and of course a second access would be required based on the number of homes, but if you're proposing to go that direction, just seek fire marshal approval and provide a shared access agreement with the adjacent property owner. That's reciprocal. All roadway improvements, including access locations, shall be placed onto an infrastructure list.
Thank you very much.
Okay, planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, standard comments regarding process and project numbers. The single family use is allowed in the RML zone, but please provide dimensions for the lots. A plat will be required to create the new lots. Plat must have city surveyor signature, and property owner signature. Utility signatures are required, and we recommend that you get those prior to the submittal. Please see section 5-2, site design and sensitive lands. A sensitive land analysis will be required because this looks like it's raw and ungraded. Please also see section 5-4, subdivision of land for requirements regarding layout, access, and design. Please note section 5-3C-3B for all low density residential development, driveways access from the front or side street of the property shall be at least 20 feet long. So please consider the driveway width necessary when you're creating your plats and make sure that along with the setbacks, your driveway will work with your lots as they're planned. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions, Mr. Beltramo?
I have no other questions.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience today. Ms. Gould, if it's okay with you, I'm gonna turn the chair seat over to you. I am getting ready for a 1 o'clock meeting, and Ms. Gould will aptly take you through the end of the agenda. Thank you.
Great, happy meeting. Okay, so I believe that brings us to item number 15.